God, voor je ideeën, heb je ze niet meer gegeven. Hier is hij zelf. Wie denkt, we gaan mee, ja, denk, denk, zien, ik zal het gewoon niet keren. Er komt de second was niet op, er komt de oude man. Die dobbe, af in de meeting, zoals ze maar zorgen, waar je niet was in de dobbe. En je hoog in Israël, schmond in de meeting. So, how did the Israelites eat shlomi b'midbar? Eat shlomi b'midbar, because b'midbar, so it was time it was us. The Jew, the Israelites in the b'midbar not allowed to eat psachur. But if a Jew wanted to eat bosor in the b'midbar, so first he had to take the behemoth and be marish, a shlomi, and then be makrevet in the mishkin with the shlomi. Then was able to eat it the way he wanted to eat shlomi. But to eat was a tiger, that was awesome in the midbar. But the question is, so he had to be managed. So Mishlein, according to the view, they're okay. So he could just skip one step. He didn't have to make a letter of Arela. He just, at the very outset, he brought the behemoth and he said, Haveitzu Mishlomi. But according to Rameya, according to Al Gomorrah, Rameya says it's not proper even to make it ever in your hand to fulfill it. So it should have been all set. So as it says, in Yishleima, Kim Shemes Hobin and Achim Yabim Mosa, Hagei Kim Yitzidore Ema Mokim, Re'echir Al Mishlom. Vim Tema, Voksi Vahid Yaakov Neder, Uksi Vishashan Dauti Asham Eivo. So Yaakov Avinu, so that means Kim Avron is called a Telekuma and Hashem in Mesiu, that it applies to the others also, all the others, not only Avron Avinu, it's talking Yaakov too, and Yaakov made an Ebea. Yesh lo ima adi bisha so resho, ki da muna mpre shishrabe, vayida Yaakov nebea, leimei leimei, lideveris, chi yenei prebisa. Now, so the reason is why Yaakov Avinu was allowed to take an Ebea is because, and there it was an Ebea of Arela, not just Arezu. So, it's because there is a special Heter, not only a Heter, that's the proper thing. If somebody has it sorrow, so then he has to be made there. That's why we say in Shabira, Babush and all that. So it's not, we do not mean that the Rebbeinu Shalom should give a refresh later because the Jew gives $5 in his pocket. It's not that. But because it's a chiyuv upon a person that when he has it sorry, when he has trouble to be neighbor, that's why we say Baruch Shalom, because that's his chiyuv. If he is not neighbor, so it means he doesn't fulfill his chiyuv. He doesn't fulfill his chiyuv. Now, Adar Sheni discussed that more elaborately. I mean, this is. There are certain Jews from Chicago and every place who abuse this Gemara, who refuse to make pledges because of this Gemara. So that means you're not allowed to make an appeal in a shul or in any place. You are misaliyah in the Rabbeinu. In other words, you try to solicit pledges.
The Gemara
of Basra says it's Karei Hashem. Yeah, the Gemara of Basra says, so that's based on. But how about the appeals that are made to before people who are not affected with trouble? They are not known. I mean, there isn't a person in the world who is not affected with trouble. But unfortunately, many people are not aware of the fact that they are afflicted with trouble. So only certain troubles they become cognizant of, and other troubles they're not cognizant of. But you try to solicit pledges from people even though no trouble is mentioned, not in connection with trouble. First of all, the Rambam is really on Jesus. And many points. Tesis es the kasha. Tesis es the kasha. So, in Ramea, the intent she made it, Mushalm Kalukia, who made it to Sosila Azor, the high wish of Masmi Dora Mechol Sekmanu. So Tesis takes it for granted, assumes that according to Ramea, that the intent she made it from Mushalm Kalukia, and even maybe keep Sosila Azor. So the Rambam is ready. He says, no mandoma, there is no mandoma who says that when a person he brings his behemoth to the Azore, and he is ready to fulfill the chayim right there. So itakone is not likely, itakone is not likely that it should be an improper thing. Of course, then it is a very proper thing to do. When even according to the second motion in the Gemara Midorah, and that is our Gemara in Chum, which he calls with the second motion, that the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is dafke in respect to Midorah. And the respect to Midorah, even Rabbi Yehuda is made, even Rabbi Yehuda is made that it's improper to take a nether of Ariel Eye. But the Machlokes is in respect to Arizul, so it's only in respect to Arizul when there is is still a long way towards the fulfillment of the net. Let's say he is at the end of the other end of he is in Beersheba, and he's Magdish Behem, and he says Harezu Mishlom. So he has to go from Beersheba to Yerushalayim to the Mikdash. So there is a possibility of coming becoming Mishayim, but if he doesn't make the net there until he brings it in the Bisamikdosh, and just before he enters the Azor, as he is on the threshold of the Azor, he says, Harezu Mishlomim, that's Tomi on the Brocha. This is Rabbanji. And all the Shemi Machir from Jesus. Teisves is a big Machmir here in the year of the Dog. Teisves assumes that according to Rameya, so he maybe gives us the Azor. Even maybe Kipsos in Lazore, it's also to take a neder. You offer Rizu, according to the second Moshe Midor, according to Aaron. So the Rabban says no. V'yei she'imrin du remeya afu mivi ilosi chul Lazore. Teim shum yom miklau. V'yohem ashmur midor perikame. V'yim tam achra midor. And then, further he says, then the Rabban says, then he mentioned the pieces of Vilibire, the Rameya Midomet Hila Adim, because this is, that was the approach of Hila. Hila, whenever he was magnish something with his Beach, so the Hekesh took place as he was, as Hila was on the threshold of Dazor. He wasn't magnish before. Why? In order to prevent the possibility of immersion. But when he was already on the threshold of the Azore, I mean, what kind of immersion would have been? Unless he is motivated to do the improper thing, but he certainly, I mean, was not motivated to do the improper thing. No one who is magnified on the threshold of the Azore is motivated by improper things. So then it's a big mitzvah to take it in. He's really convinced. Then he says, then he mentions, V'hibshu b'teisves, v'remeya heichoch mishlomi b'midbo u'dvoreinu af l'udobes k'hila, v'him omru. So, according to us, Rambam says, there is no kashi. So in other words, they are all magnish the behemes on the threshold of the mission. So then there is, even according to Rambam, it was the property. But the Hebrew, but his Rashi is delle contramea. So even in the even at the threshold of the Mishkan, it was improper to take it together. Mifishinesko it was a time, Hutro Mishlom, Veidikshu, Vaksi Vaida Yaakov, Vaksi Vaida Yisrael, Vaksi Vlidro Mishiru Vaishem Rakech and Kol Tzvivo. Vitirzu, the Vishasso Vashan, Kmishom the Bagod, Vaida Yaakov, Neder Lemei, Lemei Lideres, She Neder Vishasso. Then the Rambam says, Nishim, Vilindire, Shall Yoshon Elo Bekochin Isbeach, Shall Yopeyo Vitakov, Vain Bikopone Serach Ugobeyo. כי דקוס, כי נשומע מזה מחתי, אבל לצלוקה, ולחף מסיסו לעניים, ונצורכים על יקי מיצס, ונשבועים ממיתרים, כי נתנר נדוק נסיון בפריסוס. So the sheet of the Rambam is, that this whole הלוכה בירמיה, or in the according to Rabbi Yude, in respect, according to the second motion, in the whole time of the more, in respect to Arezu, it only applies to a Nidorim for Kochim Isbeach. Because in Kochim Isbeach, there are all kinds of possibilities of Nirshay. But Kochim Berekabayis, and certainly Stubanim, even Berekabayis, Berekabayis, all you have to do in Kochim Isbeach, so it's not such a simple thing. You have to be makrifat, you have to realize the Akome, and the, all kinds of things have to be done. But in Kochim Berekabayis, what do you have to do? If somebody is magnish, something with a mind, all he has to do is to turn it over to the Gizda. That's all. So only one act, it's not a complicated thing, the fulfillment, the execution of the neder of a light with a mind is not complicated. So the main way, there isn't such a possibility of nirshayim. So, and needless to mention, Zdokeh, I mean, what is there in Zdokeh? You just have to pay out, that's all, nothing else. So the whole halacha by the mayor and Rabbi Yude only applies to Nidorim of Kochim Isbeach. You need to show your son of the Kochim Isbeach, Shem Yodeo in the Tako, when the Kopone Seir Huda Beya, Kidoma in Shomea Mizevachte, Avon Yitzloki, Ul Hafris Isu, Isu Ami, when Tzorch Lema Likari Mitzves, נשבועים ונטרים כדתנב נדורים סיום ופריסוס. So, but, how about, what is שיטה MC? איזה שיטה answer that the witness why Yaakov was allowed to do it because he was afflicted with the Tzor. But if he was not afflicted with the Tzor or not. So that does this mean that one is not allowed even to make an end of it's okay? But, then he mentions, Then he mentions, the Kari Mitzvah, which boy in the neighboring, to the Tnam Dorim Siyom the Precious. So the Gemara says, Minayim she nishboy in the Kari Mitzvah, she nema nishbati da kayemo nishna mishbeti su kecho. So, it's the Nishom is Amis Nafshi. So even Shvui is much more homo than an Eder. Much more homo than an Eder. So it's a Mitzvah even to take a Shvui in order to be Nizanis himself, to do that which is obligated. So there is no doubt. So there is no doubt that is mutin. Tesis is the kashi. So the Mele Tesis doesn't say that you're not allowed to solicit a pledge. To solicit a pledge from a person. You should give, let's say you should make a pledge of giving $1,000 for a yeshiva or for any zloty purpose. Because after all, when we solicit pledges from Jews, we usually don't solicit from Jews who already fulfilled their chiyuv of tzedakah. Now, how much is one mechuyev to give? So there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yeruchem and the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah Peh. According to Rabbi Yeruchem, one is mechuyev to give tzedakah one tenth of his income. According to the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah, the first Mishnah Peh, he's mechuyev to give one fifth of his income. But the Chol HaPoche is one tenth, one is mechuyev. So, in respect to that amount that is mechuyev to give, so then the Aloche of Nine Shemesh Boy in the Kaim is a mitzvah applies. So, even Shemesh is mutter and proper today. Allah has come with Hamo in Heather. Tesis. So then you'll ask, why was Tesis Eski kaže from Jacob Avinu. Jacob Avinu said, Jacob Avinu said to Chol HaShatitim, Aser HaShemeloth. Aser HaShemeloth. So this is, gives the Teretz, because Jacob was overtaken by trouble. The implication being that if Jacob wouldn't have been overtaken by trouble, then it would have been improper for Jacob to take an Eder. But Minayin Shemishboi becomes a mitzvah, the answer is, that was before Matan Torah. So Yaakov Avinu was not mechuyev to give any zdoke. Yaakov Avinu was not mechuyev to give any zdoke. But Kim Avraham Avinu is for a terekole. So maybe the aloche of Nishboi Mekayim Samitzvah doesn't apply. Nishboi Mekayim Samitzvah applies only to something that is obligatory upon a person. So in order to establish an incentive, in order to mechazik himself, so it's proper him to take his shvuyeh. And the Inish of Shvuyeh is so much more hollow than the Inish of Nidorim. But Mashen came in respect to something that is not obligatory, that is just a mitzvah min amubcheh, so a mitzvah kiyumis, so then the aloche of showing his rules and action doesn't apply. So that's why Teisus says the kashe from by the Yaakov letter. And then we can say something else. Now, the Gros says that the pshat in the pasuk, the Chol HaShatitim Aser HaShemeloth. So it's mentioned twice Aser. Aser means to attend, to tithe. The literal meaning of Aser means to tithe, to take off attend. Is Yaakov Avinu says, the Chol HaShatitim Aser HaShemeloth. I'll tithe it, I'll tithe it. In other words, it's a fifth, it's two tenths. To tithe it twice, so it's two tenths, so it's a fifth. So Yaakov Avinu made a pledge to give a fifth of his income, not a tenth. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if Teisus agrees, I don't know what the sheet of Teisus is. If Teisus agrees with the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, then the chiyuv is to give only one tenth. But of course, one is certainly allowed to give up to one fifth. Habibazbis, yes, I'm a chiyuv. But he's allowed to give, and it's a big mitzvah, to give one fifth. So then, the reason is why Teisus asked from Yaakov, even though there is a loche of nine shemishboim mechayim sa mitzvah, and we could say that even though it was before Matan Torah, it was not mechuyev, but since after Matan Torah, it would be the proper thing to take him a shvuyeh to be mechayim sa Torah. So prior to Matan Torah, in respect to the others, it was also the proper thing. I mean, we couldn't say either way. So why does Teisus ask the kashe of Yaakov Avinu? The answer could be that Teisus agrees with the sheet of Rabbi Yeruchem. Teisus agrees with the sheet of Rabbi Yeruchem that the chiyuv is only one tenth. And here Yaakov Avinu said, as the Gros points out, b'chol HaShatitim Aser HaShemeloth, he mentioned Aser twice. So he was mechayim himself, he obligated himself to give one tenth. Over and above what the Jew is mechayim to give his zakat. So for that there is no heter of Minayin Shemishboi Mechayim Sa Mitzvah. So why is it muter? So Jesus says, because it was based on. Right. Ano Shchitoson Sheirot Kasher. Mashma Sherabashi Hibshu Yisibushi. Vav Ofi Shesuke Sa Admoro. Umikam Raya Sherabashi Sibir Admoro. Vav 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 Tome bichum mayu mem. Vi'afogav diosel nikrei. Tome bichum shebeat Yisrael. Hayu davke di peiretz. Di shaykh lo trumo. Abo boso lo. Vatins vesez kashi. Here the Gemara says, what kind of a chiddush is it? That the tome bichum, ordinary chum, so it's muter to shecht. A tome is allowed to shecht. There is no isa to be mitameh. So the Gemara here mentions explicitly that there is no isa to be mitameh. But יצרוס זה הפדיגל עם תומו וחום שבארץ ישראל, חום שבארץ ישראל. So that means בזמן הבית, when Tarel is possible, today Tarel is impossible. So the thesis says, that is a phenomenon of being given the tumor. The whole Shabbat Israel is only Shaykh with the parents. The Shaykh of the tumor. So in other words, so even before you are Mafish, even before you are Mafish, but since it's not the tumor, so the Mele, it's also to be given to be Mitamim. Because then, you'll have to take off tumor and it will be tome. Machine came. Other things, so then there is no isa to be tabun. So there is no isa. In Bismar Abbas, when Tare was passing, so there was no isa to be tabun boson. Then this says, Vafiyu yosa vitabun iskufei, beechun mei. Kiddashim of his Kaddishim, the incendation. Kaddishim, the incendation. Now here, I don't know who put it in. Who put it in? The Latin came. I don't know who put it in. Not having the Tzal Ranch. Usually, all the Hagoyes on the side are attributed to Rabbi Tzal Ranch. But here, it couldn't have been put in on the margin. By Tzal Ranshbog, because the Hagoyes of Tzal Ranshbog, he mentioned the Mokim. So it was put in by somebody else. I don't know why. Anyway, he says, so Teitzah says, Vafiyu yosam tamiz gufei lehut meyum, kidashim of his kadish and his invention, azor of the Yisrael Jeich luchoyim mitare, mikol mokim, yochlet amuso, uleichlo mimeitum osei. So Teitzah formulates it in a very strange way. Teitzah doesn't say. Teitzah should say. Teitzah mentions in Rosh. The one who put in the Agoye on the margin, he says he doesn't know that source, the source of that Rosh. But the Tzal Ranch book says, is Tovid Yo, Chilkana, Perik Tazai, Vihuga Biyal Kishimeini, Parashi Kisisa. So it's in Rosh, in Tovid Yo. So Teitzah should say, Vihad on God. The awesome Tamis Gufei Beichut Meim, Kidlar Shimon, the Iskabish, the Isendation. Of course, all that has reference to Zman Abayis, when it was possible to meet him. Now it's not Shayach, I mean, you cannot be Torah anyway. So what do you gain? But Zman Abayis. So Peter should say, Vaaf on God, the awesome Tamis Gufei Beichut Meim. So, Kiddashim is Kaddish to his invasion, has all the Yisrael Jeyeh Bukhoi Mitare, Mikol Mokre, Yochol Tameisom Leichom Meitomosim. Yochol Tameisom Leichom Meitomosim. That's what Teitzah should say. Why does Teitzah say? Vafil Yosim. In other words, Teitzah doesn't commit himself. And Teitzah is disposed towards the premise that there is no reason. There is no reason. But Teitzah says, even if you say there is an Isaiah, in accordance with the Droshe in Tomei Yo, so still it's possible to be Mitame, to be Mitame Chu. Now, if his intention is to either be made to Muslim, but why Moleksha? Teitzah obviously knew of the Droshe in the Tomei Yo. If he knew the Droshe Tomei Yo, so, and assuming that it's Nasmachte, many times, a Droshe is Nasmachte. So what does Nasmachte mean? It's not the Reis, it's the Rabbon. But all right, but it is the Rabbon. So it's all Trose, it is the Rabbon. So, why does Teitzah say, Vavilu Yehosa Vitamus Kutay Mehut 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 Kidashim? Why Afilu? The Droshe Tomei Yo. So, apparently Teitzah holds. Teitzah is disposed towards the Shikha. Teitzah is not true. But Teitzah is disposed towards the Shikha. That this Droshe is only expressive of the Yitzhak Yunus. Alright, this Kaddishtem. So Rashi says, Deishin Tiyu, or this Kaddishtem, Kaddish Atzim Chol Mutalot. Rashi says. So what does it mean? If it's Mutalot, so it's not Osef. That means it's a Yitzhak Yunus. So in other words, that Droshe in Tomei Yo is only expressive of the music in this, that if a Jew is not advised when it's possible to maintain tare, absolute tare, so if he is nizer to eat holy tare, it's an extra madrega. It's not the kind of a madrega that every Jew and every Jew can attain, but it's a special madrega for tzaddiki. So it's expressive of the nizer kiyumis. So Mele, we cannot ask against the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say Tomei Bechur Maile Menro? After all, there is a droshe. This droshe, this kadisha, this invasion, Azor, Neisot, Shechuk, Holy Tare. That's only, it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah Yumis to eat Holy Tare. It's a mitzvah Yumis. Kadisha is based upon the concept of Kadisha Tmor Gudol. But, so that's why Tesis doesn't say, the Aval God, the Osel, Tamil, Skupi, Bechuk, Meir, Kiddushin of his Kaddishtem, because it's very likely that the Pshat in the Torah will Yoyi that it's expressive of Mitzvah Yomis, but not the Mitzvah Yomis. So then there is no Kashi against the Gemara. But even assuming that the Pshat in the Torah will Yoyi that it is expressive of a Mitzvah Yomis, so still this Gemara is not difficult. Because this droshe only implies that there is a chiyu upon a Jew to maintain chulei and mitar as long as he himself is tomei. But there are certain times when a Jew is tomei, he is tomei. So then there is no business to why he should not be able to be mitami the chum, to be mitami the boso, and eat it in the days when he is coming. So that's why the Gemara says, chum, I remember. Chum, I remember. But we have to understand this possible explanation. Tesis doesn't say that that's the pshat. But Tesis says, that here we also mitami is kufi, be'echum tmei. Kiddushin is Kaddishin is Nation. So in other words, even if we are going to say that, Tesis is not disposed towards that proposition. But Tesis implies that it's possible to explain that Rosh Hashanah and Yom in the sense of a Mitzvah Yudis. So that means there are Kamo Gemores that say that it's Mutter to be Mitzvah Yudis. There are Kamo Gemores besides this Gemore. So obviously, when Tesis says that people may also in Tamil is good to be able to play in Kiddushin of the Kaddishin is in the Shin, Tesis means now that the Torah says basically, and Rashi says, Kaddish Atzma Chodim Mutala. Kaddish Atzma Chodim Mutala. Now, the whole research is showing is based upon one price of the Pinchas de Goya in Misach HaZor. At the end of the first page, so, Omer HaPinchas B'Yoya, Zirus Mevio L'Zrizus, Zrizus Mevio L'Nikius, Nikius Mevio L'Nei Prisus, Prisus Mevio L'Nei Tare, Tare Mevio L'Nei Yerashet, Yerashet Mevio L'Nei Chzidus, Chzidus Mevio L'Nei Beshet, I put your stories, but I mention it according to the Gilsay of the Misra Sishon, according to the Sishon. So the Misra Sishon points out that the only two obligatory things are Zeros and Zeros. The other things are not obligatory. So, just Zeros and Zeros. So then he mentions about Prishus, that comes within the concept of Kaddish Atzma Chodim Mutala. But the question is, and what is the highest Madrega? Nine words are mentioned there. Nine rows are mentioned there. The highest madrege is Bush. Then the one above Bush is Wachakesh. But the one below Wachakesh is Bush. So Bush is the highest one. And the Mishnah Sishon points out that all these madreges are within Mishnah Sishon. And the only two madreges that are within the Shura Sabin, that Zeus and Zeus. Zeus and Zeus. But, after all, how can we say that Kedusha is within the Shura Sabin? Doesn't the Torah say, Peshit Diyu? What does the Torah say? deixe filho, that we should aspire towards fruition. So the answer is, those who have explained, who will explain the Tonadimel Yoke of this condition of the Eastern nation, as all the soil chair of the Tara literate, that it is expressive of the Mitzvah Yudis. So they will apply it to a person who already has attained Zeus and Slizus and Kius and Precious and Tara. So if he's the Madrege to aspire towards the highest moment in moral perfection. So for him it's a mitzvah yudis. This is what he's explaining. For him it's a mitzvah yudis. In other words, but vis-a-vis an ordinary person who has still not attained even the zeros. So all these madrigues are not mitzvah yudis. So in other words, the positive shot that Jesus implies in the Drosha of the Torah of Elio, that it's obligatory for Jews to eat Cholei Mitareh, that only applies to Jews who are Tzadikim Guri, who have already attained the Madrigas of Zirus and Zrizus, Nikius and Precious, vis-a-vis such people, so even the Madriga of Gdush is obligatory. But vis-a-vis a person who has not even attained Zirus, so the Madriga of Gdush is not obligatory. He has to be Mikhail, his Chayv of Kedusha is to be Mikhail, the obligatory witness of the Torah, not the extra matter. That's the pshat of it. But anyway, Teitzves, from Teitzves, it's mashma that he is disposed towards the pshat that even vis-a-vis tzaddikim, so it's not a mitzvah yumis, it's only a mitzvah yumis. That's why Teitzves says, Vapiu yosa utamis gufe, veichu itmeim, kidashino miskadish de nisem deishin. As all these Roshi Chochon Tare, mikomo kinyocho et ameison olecho midmoch. Umudoshi lo yishrei, shemu hinga viboso, so kame barure, reconciles the apparent stira between the first expression, which has the connotation of lechatchil, and the second expression, which has the connotation of beheve, by saying that the first expression is descriptive of chum shenas al taras hakeish. The second, so lechatchil is allowed to shechte with the sachno. And the second expression is expressive of mukdoshi mamish. So then lechatchil, even if he uses a sachno and he's on guard against touching it, he's not allowed. But the Ebe, if he says, born in Shalom Agati, so it's smooth. So it's smooth. Alright. Umudoshi mamishrei, shemayigam ibos. So here it says Rikama Bat Kuf Kofala, but Rabbi Tzalo, but the Marila on there, that's the Nigga Behuri, he says that Dabrin Rikama Bat Lamed came so late. In other words, that we shouldn't be Geiris Dab Kuf Kofala, but we should be Geiris Dab Lamed. Ah, forgot the Amino Mikam, that one. The Mifacheses. How in Kehayo? So what's the Kasha? The Gemara there says, Mifacheses means, if your Sheikh lives the morning in the Behemoth, but the Behemoth is still Mifacheses, still living, it makes all kinds of motions. It's the last moments of the Behemoth, it's the existing moments of the Behemoth. So, yes, indeed, of the Chayo, of a living animal. It's not considered as dead, but it's considered living. It's considered living. So if it's considered living, how could it be mikabel tome? In other words, the Gemara says, Mugdoshi lo yishrei, shemo yiga bukos. And what will happen if it just touches the behemoth? After all, when can he touch the behemoth? He can touch the behemoth. He can touch the behemoth before he shechtze, or even a second after he shechtze, before he moves away his hand. But the first few seconds after the Sheikh cuts the Simon of the Behemoth is still living. It's Mifacheses. It takes a few seconds until the Behemoth dies. So, and the Allah is the Chochab Bishnaim or Bishnaim, Harei Kechai Lechogoro. The Gemara in Shaolzi in Gitti says that if a human being, so it was Mishat was Mishat. And then he said, after the very morning, the human being was Mishat. He said, you get to Ishti. So we can immediately execute again. If it's executed while it still lives, while it's still able to breathe. And that's possible. I mean, as a matter of fact, I discussed it in Mundaka. It's possible that the Rif Simonim, that the Rif Simonim should be cut in a person, in a human being, and to live for about 10 minutes. And to live, to breathe, and to have cardiac activity, and even brain activity, for about 10 minutes. So it's Kechayel Chodobo. So why does the Gemara say, why does the Mishnah say, Uvidoshim lo yishchei chemeligat moso, and what will happen if he does touch the behemoth? With his hands, it cannot be recovered to a sochni because it's not reichot yet. It's kechayel chod varel. It's kechayel chod varel. Aber gab di amino. Dachwam. Din faches esare kechayo chay shimo shema yiga achapiros. Because many times it's possible that the behemoth should live even for 10 minutes and human being should live. But most of the time, so the total death occurs a few seconds after the Shechitas Reif Simon. So mainly it's likely that he'll still be touching the behemoth even after he finished cutting the Reif Simon. And then it's not Chayo, so then it will be Mekabel Tumah. Iname, davke l'inamo levaroche, avu kechayo, avu kechayo, avu kechayo, sheshochat shnayim v'reif shnayim, Mekabel estumeh, dichoshi beichel, kidom abeyo vareitim, hasheichet beimot meyo lichichopim, umfacheset, tum, mitamo tumaseichlin, avu loi, tumas nivei. So, he says that the whole halacha, what does the Gemara in Daflamet say? In respect to what does the Gemara in Daflamet say that, does the Gemara in Daflamet say that Mifacheses are in Kechayot? In other words, the question is, suppose you shech the behemoth, you cut the Reif Simonim of the behemoth, and then you want to be paid at the behemoth. Now, a behemoth mimo that has no new move cannot be needless. But if a move occurs in a behemoth, then it can be needless. It can be needless.